Tzadi Dalam Beis, two dots. I jumped just before the midway point of the page. Akibas Makam Kaddish. We said in the Mishnah that the kibas, when dam goes on the beged, he's supposed to launder to kibas in the beged to get rid of dam. The laundering has to take place, but Makam Kaddish has to take place in the Azara. Menonimili, it's based on Psukim, the Tanar Abanan, Techabes B'Makam Kaddish. It says in the Pasuk, you should launder B'Makam Kaddish. That's how we know that the beged has to be B'Makam Kaddish. How do you know about the breaking of the Ticheres and the purging, the Merik and Shtifa, the rinsing and purging of the Necheshes, of the metal Kalim? How do you know that also to take place B'Makam Kaddish? That's says the Gemara. Shviris Ticheres B'Nayin, Tamalemer, Klicheres, Asher Tavushal Bayishavar. The Klicheres that was cooked in it should be broken. What do you see in that? Uklicheres, the Vav Achiver, Uklicheres. Merik Shtifa B'Klicheres B'Nayin. Again, the Merik Shtifa by Klicheres. So the Klicheres has to be broken. The Klicheres is purged of the flavor. How do we know that also takes place by Makam Kaddish? Tamalemer, Vim. So again, the Vav Achiver, B'Klicheres, Pashela, if it was cooked in a Klicheres, Umerik Peshat of Mayim. So we learn all these things have to be done by Makam Kaddish. Zechem v'chatas, this is a chumra, v'chatas over other kachikachim. We said in the Mishnah, this is a chumra, which we explained according to Rashi. Rashi simply types, what's the chumra? The din of dam, dam going on, chatas of the dam of chatas going on a beged has to be purged, has to be laundered, I should say. But we said the other din, namely the kalim that they absorb flavor from mechatas, that's takanah unique to chatas. That applies certainly to other kachikachim, and even according to some of the tanoim, that applies even to other kachikalim. Because we said, what's the issue? It's funny, even though we don't know we get the time of the kara. What's the issue? The issue there is nicer, that the flavor in the kli becomes nicer. That's applicable to all kachim. As a matter of fact, the Gemara is going to explain according to Reb Shimon, ironically enough, who's on the darshan time of the kara. The Gemara is going to explain that Reb Shimon's, won't forget today, in the Mishnah is going to say only kachikachim, not kachim kalim, and the Mara is explain why. Because the logic, the issue of Nasir, should apply even by kachim kalim. But the point is, this chumr that was saying by chattas over zechaymer is referring to the din of dam, that has a din of dam on the beged, and not the din of purging the kalim, because that applies to other kabbalas as well. Frank the Gemara, this is the chumrah. The chumra of dam, the sulekar, they know the chumras, v'eka, shenichas amal lefnayv lefnim, the halacha of the blood, going, the blood that goes b'fnim. There's not, again, this is not the din that it becomes possible. We'll get that soon. The din that chatas sometimes is found on Mizbeach HaPnimi. No, the carbon is found on Mizbeach HaPnimi. On Mizbeach HaPnimi, you have Seir Menas Rafim, Par Menas Rafim, right? On Yom Kippur, you have the different, the Sar and the Par. All those kabbarnas are chatayises. You find that chatas goes b'in the Hechel. All the kabbarnas, the zrikas are done only on the Mizbeach HaChitzim. So Tamar b'chatas chatzaynis, you're right. When we're saying this is the chumra of chatas over the kabbarnas, we meant by chatas chatzaynis, this is the chumra has over the kabbarnas, the guy with the din of the dam splattering on a beggar. That's it. But then Achami, this chatas p'timis has other chumras that it goes b'fnim too. But chatas chatzaynis has only that one chumra. In fact, Tamar, what about the other chumra? Shem nichas dama l'fnim psula. The chatas chatzaynis is halacha that if the blood goes b'fnim, it becomes pasul. The pasuk says it by chatas. Says the Gemara, which means it's a chumra over other kabbarnas. Answers the Gemara, no, Rabbi Kiva. We had that earlier in the Masechet the Amar, called Dam Shenichas L'Heichel L'Chaper Psula. Rabbi Kiva says any blood that's born at the Heichel for kapara purposes is pasul, not just chatas. Chatas is just an example, but applies to other kabbarnas as well, and therefore that would not be a chumra of chatas over other kabbarnas. In fact, the Gemara, Shkem Mechaper Chavikrisis. What about the fact that chatas is Mechaper Chavikrisis? Find me another carbon that's Mechaper Chavikrisis. The answer is there is none. Right, even Ashim is just pushing off punishment. So you clarify. No, it's not mechaper chavikrisus. It's the gemara mechatas shpiyak skail. Yep, but not every chatas is mechaper on chiv karis. The chatas of denying knowing testimony shmiyas skail. What's the carbon you're being over there? By the way, you being carbon ayla the yared. It's one of the cases we say. One of the few cases that three cases that you have ayla the yared. That is, if a person does that b'mezid, he's not chayv karis. Most chatayis is for averi that b'mezid chayv karis, shekhi chayv chatas. This is a chatas, it's a carbon of yared chatas, but it's a chatas, and it's not chayv b'mezid karis. So, and in that same case, the halacha is going to be if the dam of that chatas hits a beged, it still is a din. So when we say this is the chumra for a chatas shmiyas karl, this is indeed the only chumra because the din of karis is not applicable. Shkein tuna abra matanis, says the Gemara, what about the fact that chatas needs four zrikas? As opposed to most kabbarnas need either one or two, not four. Says the Gemara, "Kir b'shmol b'dol kir b'shmol the Amar kol dam tun dal matanis." Remember, b'shmol says all kabbarnas need four matanis. What does that mean? Let's remind ourselves. He's agreeing, of course, that you're only doing zrika in the two corners. You're not doing zrika on all four corners of the mizbeach. You're only doing zrika by the eilah, by the shlamim, on the two corners, right? Called the southwest and the northeast corners, right? But with a machlekes, do you do one zrika at the corner and you make sure it just hits both sides? So you do two total zrikas. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, you actually apply on both sides of the two corners. Each corner you apply to both sides, which is essentially four applications, exactly. Rabbi Shmuel, Damar, Kol Dam Tuna, Dam Tanis, it only needs four applications. Al-Dal, Kronis, Fekmar, still, Chattas Mochamer, because Chattas is going on the four actual corners, as opposed to two sides, both sides of two corners. Gemara says, Ultameh. Gemara says, you're right. Good point. But there's many other chabers by chattas. Like a keren. First of all, chattas has to be on the horn, on those kugelach, atav the mizbeach, on the horns, atav the mizbeach. Like etzba, chattas is applied with the finger as opposed to other ones you do as weaker from the kli. Like a chuda, it's got to be on the corner, on the edge of the corner, which you don't find with other chabers as well. So you find many other chabers. Elachab mitre, klasa chumrenaket. You're right. The Mishnah was lavdafka. The Mishnah didn't mean to say, this is the only chumra, this is a chumra, one of the many, or one of the few chumras that chattas has, this is one of them. So ultimately the Mara is saying, now we can fall off all the answers we said before, and simply the Mara is saying, this, the Mara is understanding the Mishnah, this is one of the chumras, not the only. It's like the Mishnah. Beget yatzach hazaklaim. By the way, just quick, I'm not going to get into it because we're short on time, but the shaila of whether kibbutz applies just by a soft beget, just by soaking in water, very relevant. Halach lemaisa, the machlekes in the paiskim, if you have a dirty towel, right? Towel is dirty. So if you soak it in water, just soaking it is a problem, problematic already. What if you go wash your hands and you want to wipe your hands in that? I mean, not that's the most hygienic or comfortable thing to do anyway, but you want to wipe your hands in that towel, it's already dirty. You're applying, especially if your hands are quite wet, you're applying a bunch of water to a dirty towel. Some paiskim actually want to say it's problematic. Right? Others want to say it's okay because at the end of the day, you're not cleaning the towel. If anything, you're adding more moisture, more dirt from your hands. You're not cleaning the towel. Okay, but that is a topic of discussion based on our that more we just referenced earlier. Okay. Beged sheyatzah chutzaklaim. A beged that went out chutzaklaim. So you have a beged, we're talking about a beged that has chattas blood on it. And we just said in the last Mishnah, where does it have to be cleaned? It has to be cleaned of the blood in the Azara. The beggar was removed from the Azara, let's say. It's outside the Azara. What do you do? Nichas mechabse, makom kadosh. You take it back into the Azara to mechabes. Pretty straightforward. Nit mechutz leklayim. What if it became tamay while it's outside? Halacha is you not let her bring a tamay beggar back into the Azara. But I got a problem because I have to clean it where? In the Azara. What do you do? Kaira, you rip the beggar. By ripping the beggar, it takes away the tumma. You destroy the beggar, it takes away the tumma. And then nichas mechabse, makom kadosh. You then take it in. And you mechabes magadish. The question obviously is going to be the same way you got rid of the tum by ripping it, you got rid of the shame beged. The mitzvah was to purge the beged of the dam, to clean the dam from the beged in the Azara. If you've taken out the shame beged, you've also ruined the din of taking out the dam as well, presumably from the beged. It's not a beged anymore. So how are you satisfying taking care of the tumma, but leaving it a shame beged in order to clean it? We'll see in the Gemara. Kli cheresh yatzach chutz l'klayim. Similarly, an earthenware kli that went out chutz l'klayim. Again, if it has flavor in it from the carbon, you have to break it, we said. Nichlas v'shayb v'makom kadosh, you bring it back into the Azara and break it in the Azara. Nitma chutz l'klayim, if it became tamei outside the klayim, so what do you do? Naikfi, you puncture hole in it. The puncture hole takes away the tumma, but somehow, even though it takes away the tumma, it didn't take away the shame kli, exactly. V'nichlas v'shayb v'makom kadosh, you then take it back and break it completely in the Azara to fulfill the din of breaking the item, the kli cheres that has tam of flavor of a carbon. Klina chayshas, the copper kalim, shetzach tzuklayim, nichlas amarkai, the shayf and makam kadesh, take it back into the Azara. If it was outside, you take it back in order to do the mrikan shifa, the rinsing and the purging of the flavor. If it's nitma chutzuklayim, became tamei out to the klayim, peichsei, you burst it open, you break it open. The nichas, again, the question is, if you break it open, it lost the shame kli. Mar's going to answer that as well. The nichas mark of shaytav makom kadosh, you then take it back in, and you rinse it and purge it in the makom kadosh. So the tumma issue is gone, and now you can get rid of the flavor. Maskar Ravina. Kairai, you rip the beged. Beged on rachman of la begedu, right? The question is spoken on the Mishnah. Terry says, beged, there's not a beged. How are you, the mitzvah is to clean the dam from a beged, it's no longer a beged. When you tear the beged, you don't tear it all the way into two separate pieces, like separating into two separate pieces. You tear it to the leave amount that's still attached, the size of a handkerchief. If the amount of handkerchief is still attached, it still retains the shame beged, legabe, being called a beged, legabe, the din of getting rid of the dam. But legabe tumma, once it's torn that much, halacha is, it loses its shame tumma. So it's,
and if it's 3x3, are you in trouble?
What do you mean? We'll get to 3x3 soon.
Okay.
What do you mean? What's your question?
Well, by tearing it, does it lose its status of a beged, even though it's a partial tear?
Gemara is going to use your Sfarad Matra while you ask us a question. Gemara is going to use that as an answer shortly. You have an answer, correct. What do you mean?
Bring it back and fix it.
Make it back together. Again. Tear it, fix it, then bring it in.
No, the other way around. You tear it.
Correct.
Then you can bring it in, and then you fix it.
Oh, you can fix it and bring it in also. Either way.
Oh, either way?
Yeah.
You're saying my assumption is once it's been ripped and it's no longer a beged, it would lose the chiyuv of getting rid of the dam as well. That's my assumption, but it's a good point, right? Yeah. I think I saw one of the first they bring, one of the first to speak out, Taka. They speak out your question. I would think it wouldn't be the same beged, but they speak out something else. They speak out that if you put it back together, then does the tumah come back? No, they speak out something else. They speak out, why can't you just stick in the mikveh outside the Beis HaMikdash? Stick in the mikveh. Be mitar the beged. The answer is, when you mitar the beged, what's going to happen? The blood's going to come out. The chiv is to get rid of the blood in the azar. That's what they speak about. One second. But why can't you take a rip it and put it back together? I'm assuming once it's ripped, the din of the dam is gone also. I'm assuming that's the case, but I have to verify that. Or perhaps the tumah comes back. The tumah doesn't come back. What? Right. That's the same thing. It's not the same beggar. Yeah, the din of dam is also gone. It's a good, fair question. Second, the Marden Mishalik Kafiris, you leave the size of a kerchief there in order for it to still remain a shame beged, even though the tumma is gone. Any fact the marva amravuna leshano elish leshayer bakidem afiris avshabikem afiris chibur have. We see clearly in this memra that of Ravuna in Mishnah and Kalim that if you leave the shear of afiris, it still retains the shame beged. Also legabe tumma, not just legabe the din of dam. It's great that it's legabe dam, but legabe tumma also retains the shame. Answer the gemara top of taliyam and aleph sure daf midrash banan have who? It's only midrash banan. Meaning, on a biblical level, once you rip it to that size, once you rip it, it's lost the shame beged legabe tuma. But it has lost the shame tuma, I should say. But it has the shame beged legabe the getting rid of the dam. Rabbinically, it also is considered legabe tuma also tame. But that's for our purposes over here. It's good enough that we took off the shame tuma on a biblical level, and then you bring back into the azara and you get rid of the dam. Kicher shiatsa, we said the same thing. You make a hole in it. Naikvai kli amar chmanav leik laf kliu. The Torah says it's got to be a kli, and this is no longer a kli once you put a hole in it. The Gemara answers shenikav b'sherish katan. It's interesting Gemara. Shai machleik is the girsa even shenikav b'sherish katan. The way we have the girsa is he made a hole the size of a small root. If you notice, there's a fairly large chesvus here because this goes back and forth that throughout Shas this size of a hole of a small root is not found as a shear to take away the shame tuma, to take away tuma from a kli cheres. You don't find that as being a shear. Rashi actually seems to have a girsa actually that nirit beina shechasa. Rashi just seems to have in his gemara. He didn't have this whole shak of atarya, so this amma gets even smaller. These three lines, and Rashi says it's missing this question about cheres. But the answer Rashi gives is in his girsa is the lashon is that enough for liquid to come in. Shechasa ben asfarim de gabalei kicheres leshayach lashina martzle martzif. So gabi kicheres. Rashi doesn't say the exact lashon, but the lashon that the Rishonim bring, Tosfos brings as option as well, is the shear that liquid would be able to come in or out of the kli. A hole with enough of a size that either liquid could go out, that's a smaller shear, or liquid could come even in, that's even a slightly larger shear, but a hole that size, that's enough to what? Take off the tumma, but not enough to take away the shame kli, because it could still be used for larger or items or more solid items. So the shame kli is still there, but the tumma is off. That's the Gemara's answer according to that. Okay. Kli nechashis, a copper kli. We said you break it. Velav kli, if you burst it open, it's not a kli. Deratzav ratzav kli. So you basically break it open, and then you hammer it down, you reattach it by pounding on it to reattach it once you're back into the azara. That's really essentially, Leon, your point from before, right? That's really your point from before. Break it and then fix it. It's really your point from before. Very good. Okay. Now, there's a few interesting machlokes rishonim on this topic. When we talk about getting rid of this purging the neser from the kli. That's what he said. That's what the idea really is, to get rid of the neser from the kli. Number one, it was the point to destroy the neser, because it's a din that you're not supposed to leave over a neser, and whatever neser is left over out of baker, ba'ish tesarif. This you can't do ba'ish tesarif, so at least purge it. Is that the point? Is the point destroying it or no? There's no chiv to destroy blius of neser. It's not the idea. The idea just is that if you leave it in the kli, and you use the kli subsequently, whoever uses the kli later is going to have neser flavor in his food. It's iser, it's in the food. That's the issue. So the machlokes rishonim exactly is the issue, the fact that someone later may come to use it. Is that the reasoning why the problem is, the kli, which has neser in it? Or is without purging it then? Or is the issue, what if you're retiring the kli? You're not using the kli anymore. Is there a chiv to purge the kli regardless to get rid of neser from the kli? Because neser is not supposed to exist, you're supposed to destroy it? Or no, is it only because it's going to be used potentially, and therefore it's a problem? So if you know for sure you're not using it for whatever reason, that would be the nafkamina between those who study them, whether or not you have to purge it. That's one machlekes. Another shi'a machlekes is, do you have, maybe this, I didn't think about this before the shi'a, maybe the tzai zav is that. Another shi'a machlekes is whether you have to wait for it to become neser for the chiv or not. Meaning the second you finish using the kli for carbon, the carbon doesn't get, let's say on a shlamim, if you hold kachikalim, it doesn't come nicer till the next night. You have the rest of today, tonight, tomorrow. Is there a din to purge it right away? Or no, you wait till it becomes nicer. You only mechuyev once you know for sure it became nicer. Is it only once it became nicer, or do you do it right away? Right? The separate machlekes in the Rishonim on this din. Again, the pasuk says you have to purge it. Does the pasuk mean immediately, or only once it became nicer? Okay, two interesting challenges. So is there issur tag? So that could be that's enachami. Anachami. So that would be a shaila. Is this called letting something become nicer? And that you preventing it? Is that part of that iser? Or when it's just blias? I don't know. Anachami. But one point is, going back, sorry, to the first discussion we just spoke on the Rishonim, if it's an issue of someone may come to use that kli, it would come out that you're having a case of a gzeira min ha-teira. The Torah is telling us you have to purge these kelim. If the pshat is you have to get rid of the nicer in it, get rid of the nicer. Because there's din to get burnt to destroy nicer. If the pshat is that you're purging it so someone shouldn't come to use it, that's a classic gezeira type of svara, and those Rishonim are clearly learning that the Torah was putting forth a gezeira, not a very common concept. Zok Tamar, Amar Shlokish. Me'il Shenetz, let's say you have the Me'il of a Kohen Gadol that became Tamei. So Tamei in this context means Chatas blood. It became Tamei with Chatas blood, you gotta get rid of Chatas blood. Okay, I'm sorry, it's both. It got chatas dominant and it's tamei. So what do? You can't rip it. That was the answer gave before, because we'll see in the Gemara's quote in two lines for now. The pasuk says, lo yikarei, you're not allowed to rip it. But you got to bring it back into the Nazara to clean it. So what do? Machnisei bepachas mishalish al-shalish, the zuritza from 4 mil. You take it in less than 3 by 3 finger breadths of cloth at a shat. Mishum shenem lo yikarei. Ripping is not an option. So what do? You take it in pieces of less than a minute. The whole bag is not full of dam. The spots that are full of dam, you take it in less than 3 by 3. If it's less than 3 by 3, right, then it's not considered as if you bought the whole bag. You're not allowed to bring a whole bag, the bag, its tummy in its entirety into the Azara. But 3 by 3 is a sheer bag. It's a sheer beged legabe the din of bringing the beged and cleaning it in the Azara, but it's not considered an isser of bringing a beged tummy into the Azara. So therefore, I have my fix for getting rid of the dam without being a problem of tummy. When you have thick begadim or very soft thin begadim, 3 by 3 is not a shear. Meaning, the whole idea of 3 by 3 is because that's the shear of a patch. 3 by 3 is the shear of a patch. That gives a chashiv to be called a beged. But if it's a thick beged, very thick begadim aren't used as patches. Or if it's very thin, very soft, it's also not used as a patch. Over there, you know what the shear is? 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, not 3 fingers by 3 fingers. So why are you telling me, by the me'il of the Kohen Gadol, which was a thick beged, why are you telling me 3 fingers by 3 fingers? Your shear should be 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Why are you focused on 3 fingers by 3 fingers? Agav avim chashivi. Says the Gemara, no, that over here, since it's part of a proper beged, when we talk about patches or small swaths of cloth, then it's 3 fingers by 3 fingers for a regular cloth. Hard or soft is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. But over here, at the end of the day, this is part of a me'il. It's part of a bigger beged, and therefore, since it's part of a me'il, of course, even though it's only 3 fingers by 3 fingers, it still would retain a status of beged. In fact, Gemara now, general shayla. We're talking about rinsing these begadim from the dam. The way you do it is with 7 samanim, the 7 applications of cleansers you put on, and one of them is meraglayim. And meraglayim, we know, cannot go into the azara. How could you do the cleaning in the Azara, are you saying that the Chiyuv to the Azara, where one of the cleansers can't even be in the Azara? It's like the Mara, a general question on this whole topic. You need seven Samanim. Dam Rav Nachman, Rav Ravua, Dam Chatas, Umar Asnagayim, Tzuchish V'Samanim. Both Dam Chatas and Umar Asnagayim require the application of these seven cleaning detergents to clean it. V'tanya, El Hashem Mechnisim, Merglam, Mikdash. We say every day, we say it every day, at the davening, and Kaveh, we say that what? You don't bring Merglam into the Azara, even though it would be great for the Ketaris, you don't bring it into the Azara. So how over here are we bringing Merglam in? Zat Gemara, V'chitamid, Mavle, Badi, Shivim, Samanim. Maybe you mix together with other mix the Merglayim with the other detergents as one, maybe it's not considered so bad. And do it all once, it's not Shuvah. Tonight we learned the Mishnah Nida. Havir and click. You said if you did it in the wrong order, or you did all seven at once, either way, it doesn't work. You have to do it separately and in the right order. Maybe you mix the Bahadi Chad Saman, maybe you'll mix it with one other one. Still, the Mishnah says each one of these detergents are scrubbed three times on the dam, on the dam in the beged, and it has to be done separately, each one three times. It's not mixed with anything. Answer the Gemara, it is mixed with something, not with one of the other detergents. It's mixed with the following. El Damavle Berik Tapel. It's mixed with some saliva. Mixed with saliva, which every one of the seven ingredients were mixed with saliva, so that's enough to take away the shame meraglayim ba'azara, right, which is considered a bezayin to be meraglayim ba'azara. Once it's diluted somewhat with the saliva, it's not considered the same bezayin, and therefore you're able to bring it in and clean it in the azara, which is the way to clean the dam with these seven detergents. Zak the Mishnah, echad shebishul by ve'echad she'ir l'secher, whether the chatas was cooked in this kli, or whether you poured some hot liquid of the chatas into the kli, that's iri. Echad kach kach vechad kach kalm, like we said before, whether it's kach kach or kach kalm, that's a tanakamashita, that it doesn't make a difference what type of kachim it is. Either way, teuna marika shtifa requires the rinsing and the purging of the flavor from the kli, which again, if the issue is nicer, it all makes sense that it shouldn't matter if it's kachakalam or kachakachim. And the Mishnah is also being mechadish that it's not just if it's cooked, even if it's iri, if it's poured, we'll get back to that in a second. Tuna mikra shtifa. Shimon Aymer, kachim kalam, ain't tuna mikra shtifa. Shimon, the Gemara is going to be a source. Why? Be hills, only kachakachim require mikra shtifa. Kachim kalam do not require mikra shtifa. Now, it's pasha that there is a nicer issue. L'chair, that nicer issue definitely has to be taken care of in the kli. But the din, the guidelines that we discussed from Mikra Shifa, the special din of the Pasuk, that itself doesn't apply by Kachur Kalam. Again, we'll see more about that in the Gemara. Tanarban. Ashat Tavusha Bai, it says in the Pasuk that, Kli, this is talking about the Kli Cheres, that Khatas was cooked in. Ainli, the Shibisha Bai. Even the Seichar Reseich Manah. How do I know, even if the Reseich was poured into it, also has a din that the Kli Bekli Cheres has to be broken? Tam Lemer, Vashat Tavusha Bai Shaver. So the Vashat Tavusha Bai Shaver tells me that even if it was just poured in, it comes to be marba, even if it was just poured in, iroi, that would also have to be broken. So, there's, I mean, a big arichas here in the Rishenim, it's really a big sugyan, Hilchas Shabbos, it's related to Hilchas Basav Achalav, in the idea of iroi, what is the status of iroi? Taisus wants to learn from our sugya that iroi klibishin is like cooking like a klibishin. That seems to be the simple taich of our Gemara. But Lemaisa, our Gemara also describes that iroi causes belias. Right, that's the next line of the Gemara, that Iri causes Blias. Perhaps, says Tasis, Iri is not like a Bishel, it's only a din of Blia, only a din of a small amount of flavor being absorbed, but not proper cooking. Tasis goes back and forth. The Lemaisa Tasis says that the Lashon Blia is just the term that the Gemara uses when it's not being cooked in the Kli Rishon, but Avada still has a Kayach to cook. Rashbam says that no, that Iri cooks like a klisheni. So Iri of klirishin has the same status as a klisheni. Halach lamaisa, there's a very interesting shaila. If you have a cup that you drink some tea in on Shabbos, and there's some droplets of hot water still in there, and you want to refill that cup, so you're doing Iri of klirishin of from the urn into this cup. Is that a problem? Not pashas if Iri cooks, then it should be a concern. So Lemaisa, I think it's brought down the Tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, the Sefer Shvi'is Shabbos brings, that it's going to be mutter for two reasons. First of all, because it's a chatzi shir. And even though chatzis sheir is normally asa min ha-tayra, that's only when it's noticeable. Over here, it's batal in the entire mixture. When you're filling up a new cup of water, the iser is completely not discernible within the mixture of the new cup, and therefore it's a chatzis sheir, it's not noticeable, and therefore it's not a problem, number one. Number two, the Rama holds that ein bishlach habishul by davrlach. So water that was cooked already cannot be recooked, even if we're machmer. And we are machmer not to say that we don't treat it as if it's cooked, and cooking is an issue. Over here, where it's a droplet, and it already was cooked, and it's not noticeable, that'll be another reason to be makel, so we're not so machmer to dry the kli perfectly before filling it up again with water from there. Okay. Barer machamo. What if the chatas was hung in the ear of the earthenware oven? So you have an earthenware oven, the chatas was cooking in the air, it was dripping down, but the juices are going right into coals, so that's being absorbed in the coals. The shayla is, does the earthenware kli get the regular status that needs to be broken or not? Bishul b'lua hu dekap rachmana. Abishul b'lua, dafka bishul b'lua, the Torah is makbid. And over here, there's no bilua, because again, like you said, the juices, it's only in the airspace, and the juices are going on the coals. Nothing's being absorbed by the kli. Even bishul that bilua is a kpeid amarava. The Mishnah says whether you cooked or whether you did iri, you poured iri into there. So the Gemara's assumption is that you have bishul without iri, or iri without bishul, either one's enough. So if either one's enough, the case where it's not telling the aver should also be a case of cooking without bilua, should also be a problem. You have to break the earthenware clean. It's like the Gemara, bilua b'le bishul l'kambayla, ki kambayla bishul b'le bilua. The Gemara says, no. Avad if it's bilua without bishul, we understand that requires to be broken. Our shaila was bishul b'le bilua, the case we said, hanging in the air. Bishul b'le bilua, is that anything? Or only if there's blias, is there a concern? Tashema, the Marmi Zaraya, Darab Nachma Amrab Avua, Tana shal mikdash shal matros haya, in the Beis HaMikdash, the oven was made out of metal. If you say the not makpin on bishul b'le'bluah levad l'chacheres, why did they not just make a simple oven out of earthenware? If you're not makpin on bishul b'le'bluah, it must be the fact that they made a tanner out of metal is because metal could be purged, metal could be cleaned out, whereas cheres cannot be. And that was the normal way to make ovens we spoke on the back in the day was cheres, but they purposely didn't do cheres because cheres can't be cleaned out. And even though the juices won't be b'le'ah because they're going to just fall on the coals on the ground, the oven itself is chayrus, and bishul inside it would present a problem, and that's why they didn't make chayrus. Answer the Gemara, or the Gemara deflects, this is not a raya, that bishul alone is enough to make a problem with the chayrus. Kivin dekasher menachas dafias matanu, since you have menachas, the leftover menachas that you bake in the oven, and when you bake it in the oven, you stick the bread to the wall of the oven, some of it gets adhered, attached, and that's not just bishul in the oven, or afia, it's actually balu into the walls, so over there, they have bishul b'luah, v'dinu shamatros. Therefore, you had to make of metal, which is able to be purged and rinsed, and not cheres, which has to be broken. Otherwise, you have to constantly be breaking the oven. So, the fact that the oven in the mikdash was made out of metal and not cheres is not a raya tar shayla that bishul alone without b'luah is enough of a problem to require breaking the cheres. So, the Gemara leaves the shayla unresolved. We'll pick it up for you here tomorrow.